It's beautiful. Beautiful. God, we do. We surrender all, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your sweet presence in this place. God, we magnify you. We magnify your name in this place. Father, you're glorious. Thank you, Father, for everything you do. God, it's about you and about your kingdom, Lord. Thank you for your beautiful presence in this place, Father. We just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't he? He's an amazing God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your presence. There's just a beautiful aroma in this place. Hallelujah. I'm thankful this morning. I just found myself in awe of God and how I'm thankful for the team here at New Life Ministries. I'm thankful for Galen, Miss North, Brother North, our elders, our trustees. I'm thankful for our media team back there making it happen. God's good. And I'm thankful for this church body and the heart that is here. I'm thankful for our pastor and his leadership and his passion for the Lord. God is so good. Got to transition to this. Into my message. It's kind of difficult here. It's good. It's good. Okay. I got to get in it. I'm going to just talk about it. Let's just dive in, okay? I got to give you my intro, okay? So that's what's hard to transition from that to my intro, because it's about flossing our teeth. So that's why it's a little difficult, okay? A little difficult time, but we're just going to jump in it, okay? This is Brandon. It's okay. All right. Y'all be all right. I'm excited. I always am honored to be able to come and speak and do this. It is heavy. It's never taken lightly. It is an absolute honor and opportunity to be able to speak God's word. And anytime I'm talking, man, I want you to hear the Lord. I want you to hear the scripture, not Brandon, okay? So talking about flossing and dental stuff, Tara, where are you at? She's in the nursery. So years ago, it was 8, 9 years ago. I'm going to say a really long time ago because how the story goes. I went to the dentist office, and the lady, after cleaning my teeth, she showed me how to floss. Now, Brother North, she didn't just show me, and she didn't say, hey, take this string, and no, she got teeth, and she showed me how to floss. And I'm like, are you trying to tell me something? Like, was it that bad, you know? And you needed floss. No, so... And I think about that going to the dentist. I don't like going to the dentist. I don't think a lot of actually people really enjoy going to the dentist. If you do, then, well, you're just kind of odd. But I don't. Miss North's like, I kind of do. I don't, okay? You know, it's funny because we find ourselves so many times in this predicament where you only go to the dentist when it's really bad. Right? When you're supposed to actually go a couple times a year, get your teeth clean, everything, right? You're supposed to floss every day. I'm going to be honest, I don't floss every day. Tara, close your ears. I don't. I try, but I don't. But when I do, it's usually the reason why I'm flossing is because I've got something uncomfortable in my teeth. And so instead of spending just, I get that little thing out, but then next 30 minutes I'm... You know what I'm saying? You're watching TV or whatever. You're just sitting there 30, 40 minutes messing with that toothpick. And you got your both sides, the pick to the stick part, you know, and you're cleaning. And when you finish, you're feeling good about yourself, right? I think about that, and I think about how when we go to God. See, so many times people only will go to God and talk to God when they're in a dire, straight part of their life. Now, I believe the church does it a little bit more often. I believe the church is kind of like how I do with my flossing. When it gets a little uncomfortable, then we're really going to go to the Lord. I'm going to be honest. I have found myself in that predicament where I'm okay, things are a little uncomfortable. Now I'm going to spend some time because now I'm uncomfortable. But you know, but that's not what the Word of God tells us to do, does it? You know, if we actually floss daily, right? Okay. How many know that's going to help us prevent some pain in the future? It's the same thing with us going before the Lord and praying and talking to God. I want to talk to you today, just for a short few minutes, about three types of prayers that we need to be praying on a daily basis, Brother North. That we need to have this in our bank every day doing on a routine. Every single day. You know what's so funny? When you read the Word of God, you see people that are standing up for Christ and for... Look at Daniel. He was, his life was threatened. He said, if you pray, you're going to get thrown in the lion's den. What did he do? Let's just go pray about it. Let's go pray about it. And he didn't just hide, Brother North. He didn't just go and say, okay, well, let me change it up. I'm going to still pray, but I'm going to go behind closed doors. I'm going to pray just like I've been praying. And here as believers, so many times we find ourselves, when God's nudging us to pray, we have a hard time putting down our phone. We have a hard time turning the TV off when God's saying, talk to me. But we see people in the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm not going to bow down. I'm going to pray. I'm going to serve my God. Put that fire in front of me. I don't care. And yet, society today and the church today, we struggle with putting our phones down to spend time with the Lord. God bless us. I'm telling you, we've got to learn to pray. We've got to be a praying church more than ever before. I know this body prays. I know we do. But my gosh, I hope this is a good refresher and solid encouragement for you today. So three types of prayers that I want. Let's look at some of my main scripture verses. They're going to be very deep, very profound, very long, lengthy verses. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 17. Let's look at verse 16. Rejoice always. Go to 17. Pray without ceasing. Now, you guys know how I love to bring the Hebrew and Greek and really break it down to you. What that means is rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. There's no other words in there. It is pray without ceasing. It is praying always. It is rejoicing always. It is a 24/7 thing that believers need to be doing. But we don't. We get caught up with everyday life. We've got to tie in God with every aspect of our lives. More today than ever. I promise you, the signs are on the wall. God is returning soon. Amen. You either going to go up to heaven on the call from God, or we're going to breathe our last breath on this earth. One of those two things are going to happen. One way or the other, we're going to be seeing Jesus face to face. And I'm telling this world needs God more than ever before. Amen. Amen. It needs a praying church. It needs a praying church. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. First thing is this. I want to talk about praying as having a prayer of thanksgiving on a daily basis to you. To God. A prayer of thanksgiving. Psalms 104. Let's read that real quick here. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, being thankful to him, and bless his holy name. I love it. I've shared the story many times. We've talked about Brother Weiss, a dear brother of ours. He's gone home to be with the Lord, but he was always praising God. Every time you'd be around him, praise God, praise God. Driving down the road, praise God. He wasn't yelling at people for cutting them off. He's praise the Lord. Amen. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm going to praise him. Can I tell you something? I've talked about this many times in the church, during services and whatever. But in James, it tells us how powerful our mouths are. It says it steers the ship. Come on. And when we speak positive, when we're rejoicing, When we're saying, God, I thank you. I don't understand quite, but I trust you. I thank you. You begin to steer your mind toward heaven. So when things go bump in the night, you're not freaking out. You're saying, God, I trust you. Thank you, God. Because you've already been in that place. You've already had that coming out of your mouth. God, I trust you. I praise you. I rejoice in you because you're a good God. I thank you for my kids. I thank you for my job. I thank you for life. I thank you for my vehicle. I thank you, God, because you're a good God. Every day out of our mouths, when we get up in the morning, that praise should be on our mouths. Bible says, rejoice always. Always giving praise to God. I know I talk about this a lot. I don't care. I'm telling you, this what needs to be in our prayer life every day. Because I promise you, you're going to get uncomfortable sometimes. But when we're praying and we're rejoicing already, when it goes bump in the night, you're going to be able to go right through it. Rejoicing. That'll preach right there. Hallelujah. When we speak it out of our mouths, when we're rejoicing, Brother North, when we're rejoicing, Brother Wallace, you talk about getting through the day, getting through storms, getting through whatever, going to new levels in your faith. When we're rejoicing, guess what's happening? We're falling more in love with God. Number two is a prayer of petition. And this needs to be happening every day of our lives too. Praying over every aspect. Philippians 4:6. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. I want to tell you, it is so vital that we are bringing every aspect up to God. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what your situation is. Bring it up to God. Talk to him. Talk to him. I forgot to tell you my title. Just talk to him. That's my title. Brother Tony confirmed it. I didn't even tell him what I was preaching on. He came up Wednesday night. He goes, I had to talk to a guy in my work. And I just told him, I said, you just need to go talk to God. Just go talk to him. I'm telling you, that's what we've got to do. We've got to learn to talk to God on a daily basis. It is about talking to the creator of the universe on a daily basis. It's not weird. It's what God's told us to do. Talking to God every day of our lives. Amen? Amen. Praying without ceasing. Talking to him. Talking to him. I love it. I put that on my receipts all the time. I'll put it in there. I'll say, God bless you. Thank you for an amazing service. God loves you. Talk to him. Talk to him. Pray. Prayers of petition. God tells us to bring everything up to him. You bring up your animals, man. I've said that many times. Bring up your animals, man. I was praying for my little piglets. They didn't make it, but it's okay. But we pray for Michelle's puppy dog. We pray for our other animals. Every single night, I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over all my animals. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over my kids. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over everything. Because that's what God's told us to do. I'm praying over everything. I'm praying when I get in the car, when I travel. God, I thank you. God, protect me as I'm traveling. Bring those petitions to God every single day. Don't hesitate. Don't overthink it. Just talk to God. Amen. Third, I won't be long today. Third, intercessory prayer. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, therefore I exhort first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Intercessory prayer is about us praying for other people, standing in the gap for others. I am telling you, it is so absolutely vital that you intercede for your children, for your grandchildren, for your spouse, for your families. I'm talking interceding for your family. You know, I could talk to my son until I'm blue in my face, but he is 21 years old. He is making his own choices. So guess what? I intercede for that boy. When he's driving all over the Metroplex, I'm interceding for him. I'm interceding for my children because I want God to protect them. I know my daughter, Michelle, she's 19. She's making a lot of her own decisions. And I try to encourage you to do whatever. End of the day, she's making her own decisions. So I'm interceding for her. Come on, amen. Amen. You've got to intercede for your children. for your families, for your, I love it when I read out, when I read, or 2 Corinthians 10:3. 4 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down strongholds. I'm telling you, that's where we war, in our on our face before the Lord. For our children, you can intercede for your family, intercede for your coworkers, intercede for people. It is so important that we stand in the gap, that we call on God for these people. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against principles, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Church, you need to understand that the enemy is fighting at every turn, every aspect of your children's lives, of your lives, of your grandchildren's lives, of your marriages, of your every leader in this church. Come on, it is so important that we intercede for our pastors. It's important we intercede for the elders, intercede for our media team, intercede for all the leadership in this church body. Every day lifting up pastors. I love it, man. I've got a list of pastors in my church, in my phone. I'll text them, but dude, I'm praying for you. And I have other pastors, man, I'm just praying for you today. I love it. I got brothers in here, and I got sisters in here that just call me, text me, say, hey, I'm praying for you today. That's the way it should be. Interceding for each other, praying for each other. We've got to be a praying church more today than ever before. The enemy wants to divide. He wants to separate. He wants to cause friction. He wants to do all kinds of things in the churches all across America. It's time that we unite even more so and get on our faces before the Lord and pray. Every day, sun up, sun down, every opportunity you say, you know, Brother North, you brought this up and it was so beautiful, is that, you know, we said that God is good all the time God's good, and that's wonderful, and that's a beautiful thing to say, but you're exactly right. You can't make it routine. And you know what? Our nightly prayers, we can make it routine. I pray over my children every single night. I will grab their hands and I will pray for them. But before I do, in my mind, I'm like, this is not just a repeated prayer. I may say kind of this, along the same lines, but when I say it, God, I plead your blood over every one of my children. I plead your blood over Aiden. I plead your blood over Avery. I plead your blood over Andrew. I plead your blood over Cher. I plead your blood over Michelle. I plead your blood over my wife. I plead your blood over my father. I plead your blood over my animals. God, protect us, guide us, use us. Do what you want to do in our lives, God. Guide us and protect us every day. Praying, praying, praying. Galen, come on down. Told you I wasn't going to be very long. He's not here. It's okay. All right. It's no big deal. I want to read something as I wrap this up. So I told you I wasn't going to be very long. But what I want to share with you next is absolutely so important in my prayers that you really grab a hold of this. I know so many of you have heard so many things, but this is I had a friend of mine show me this, and it just blew my mind, and I want to share it with you. One of the things that so many times we don't pray, and the reason why a lot of people don't pray, if you're watching online, I need you to hear this. The reason why so many people are hesitant to pray is because of guilt and shame. It's the reason why people don't come to church, is because of guilt and shame. I want to read something, because it's so important that you hear this. If you're watching online, man, I hope you're hearing this. And everyone in this room, I need you to hear this. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verse 30. Jesus is with his disciples, and it's the final Passover. And Jesus has been pouring out and talking to his disciples. And this is, I want you to look at something. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Go to verse 31. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. Before we go to the second one, let's listen. Galen, come on down. You're getting ready. I want to, Jesus, in the same breath, he's saying, look, you 12 that have been with me for the last 3 years, you're going to mess up. You're going to stumble. You're going to mess up. And even after the second, next verse is Jesus goes on and starts telling Peter. Peter's like, not me, Peter. He says, no, especially you. You're actually going to really, you're going to reject me 3 times. You're going to curse at me. He says, so you think about these 12 disciples that have been with Jesus for 3 years. They have seen arms being come, limbs being grown out. They've seen the dead raised. They've seen miracles and miracles and miracles. They've called Jesus rabbi. They've called him brother. They've called him friend. They've called him all kinds of beautiful things. They've been with him. They've cried. They've prayed. They sought God together. They were intimate together. I mean, it was this beautiful thing that they had been able to be with Jesus. And Jesus tells them this. You're going to stumble. You're going to stumble. Let's go to verse 32. In the same breath, this is so beautiful. In the same breath, it says, in the same breath, in the same moment, he says, but after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. See, I know you're going to mess up. I know you're going to have some issues in life. But don't worry. I'm going to go before you. I'm going to go before you. I'm going to meet you over there. And we're going to run the race. I need you to hear me in this place. So loved you that he gave his only begotten son for you. He went before you. He knows every single, I need you to hear me today. Please listen to me. Everybody in this auditorium, everybody who's watching online, I don't care if you don't get anything else but this right here. God went before you. Going to have problems on this earth. He knew each one of us were going to fall short. And he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. So we can just talk to him. And we can be with him on a daily basis, can't we, Miss Lord? Before you. I need you to hear this today. Watching online. He went before you. Because he knows you, Brother Norm, Brother Wallace. He knows you're not perfect. He sent his son to die for you. Way long ago, before your mother knew you, he knew you. Before you and your mother's womb, he knew you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows us by name. He died for us. So we can be free. I need you to hear this because it's so important. It's so easy to talk to him because he knows we have got issues. He knows you. So just talk to him. Just speak to him. Just get before him. Talk with him like you talk with him. Talk with him out of your own language. I don't need to sound like Patty when she's praying. I don't need to sound like my daddy when I'm praying. Because God created me just the way he created me. Wonderfully, beautiful. Come on, amen. He knows us. Just talk to him. Just talk to him. Such a big thing that so many people are so hesitant to talk to God. Because I've messed up. I've fallen short. I've done this. I've done that. Welcome to the club. I think about that. And I think about my Lanta. If everybody knew everybody's stuff. Can I tell you, the church is full of stuff. It's a perfect place for it. Ain't nobody's perfect in this place. We're all in this thing together, running the race. It's important we just talk to God on a daily basis. He's longing to be with you. When I draw close to him, what does he do? He draws close to us. He doesn't say, if you draw close to me, only if you repent, and then you can come to me. Come just as you are. Just draw close to me. I'm going to work on all that with you. Let's just talk to each other. Let's talk. Place, if you're watching online and you've never, anybody in this place, if you've never given your heart to God, maybe it's because you've been struggling with some things seriously heavy, hard, heavy in your life. Maybe you haven't given your life over to God because of all those things. What a beautiful opportunity it is to give your life to God today. What a beautiful opportunity to talk to God. Maybe it's the first time. Maybe it's something you have not talked to God in a while because the fact that you just have been not doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's what God knows. And he says, it's okay. I got you. I love you. I died for you. I long to be with you. Father, I thank you. All it takes is for us to say yes to you. Cry out. It's not about tithing. It's not about doing works. I love one of the things that Charlie Kirk said. They asked him if you would had 30 seconds to talk to somebody before they died, what would you say? He said, I'll tell them it's not about good works. It's not about being good. It's about having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's going to get you to heaven. It's about Jesus. And all he wants us to do is just talk to him. Just talk to him. Because see, when we begin to talk to him, he begins to get close. And then when we really start opening up, we start feeling good about it because, man, he's so good. He knows us. Just talk to him. My God, just talk to him. Oh. I want us to do something this morning. I want to pray a prayer, and I want to ask you to follow along with me. And maybe it's your first time to pray this prayer, even watching online or in simple discussion that we have with the Lord. It's a simple talking to God and giving Him our heart and giving Him our life. Can we pray that today? Just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I need You. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Jesus. We love You, Father. I want our leadership team to come up here. We're going to take just a few more moments today. And if you have not talked to God in a season, man, you need some prayer. Let's all stand to our feet today. We're wrapping up, but I'm not going to rush it. If you need prayer today, it doesn't matter for whatever reason. God tells us to bring every petition to Him. But maybe you haven't prayed in a while. Maybe you haven't really gotten before the Lord because something that's been going on in your life. When my mom passed, Miss North, I got a little bit bitter and I got a little angry and I had a hard time talking to God for a little bit. But I did. I got back. Said, Lord, okay, let's do this. I don't understand, but God, I trust You. All we got to do is just talk to Him. Anybody in this room that needs prayer, man, we're here for you. Thank You, Father. It's opened up. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. We praise You. Don't hesitate. If you need prayer for something, you need agreement for something, don't hesitate. Just get down here. If you need prayer for a job, we want to pray for you. If you need prayer for circumstances in your life, you need a healing in your body, come down here. We want to pray with you. We want to agree in prayer with you. This is the time we take. Let's get before the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You, Jesus. Thank You for Your goodness, Lord. We glorify Your name. It is about You, Father. Father, I pray You stir our hearts to just talk to You in deeper ways, God. Lord, that this church body would talk to You and rejoice always. Would we be bringing all our petitions every day and interceding for the other believers and other people, God, that need You. Thank You for it, God. And God, I thank You most of all for sending Your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross so we can be free and we can have life everlasting, God. Lord, that we can just come to You and talk to You freely, Father. Thank You for that freedom that we have. And I pray a fresh boldness in this church body. Thank You for what You're doing on Wednesday nights and the boldness that we're seeing people rise up and sharing the gospel, sharing the word of God, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Anybody else? Anybody else? Galen, would you sing that song one more time for us? As we wrap this up, just sing that over one more time. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Praise You, God. Yes. Let's just worship God today as we wrap this day of service up. God, we just want You, Father. We need you today more than ever before.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus.
When I just gone through the motions.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
We don't want to go through the motions, God.
When I just sing another song and take me back.
Yes. I don't want to just have church, God. I want to experience you, God. I want to experience you on new levels today, Jesus. Just want to be with you.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
When I've come with my agenda.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
When I forgot that you're enough.
Praise you,
God.
Take
me back to where we start. I open up my heart.
Thank you, Father.
To you.
Open up our hearts to you today, Jesus. Do a work in this place. Do a work in this place, God. Come on, if you need a fresh touch from the Lord, He's right here. He's wanting to pour out on you right where you're at. Father, was sitting at your feet. That's exactly, I want to get caught up with what you're doing, what you're about, Father. I want to get caught up with you, Jesus, because it is about you, God. It's not about an agenda. It's all about you. Going after you, Father.
Jesus, you don't know.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
More than anything.
Jesus. Jesus.
I just want you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just want you.
We just desire you, Lord.
And nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Yes.
Nothing else will do.
Oh, He's in this place. He's in this place.
Nothing else.
Come on, let Him do a work
nothing
in your life
else.
Right now. Let Him do a work
nothing
in your life.
Do.
Don't I pass this opportunity up. He knows you. He knows your issues. He knows your circumstances. He just wanted to be with you. All you've got to call on His name and just talk to Him. God, we just want you, Father. We just want you, God. Hallelujah.